Hello! Thank you for listening to The Dungeon Boys. We're a group of friends telling a story, Dungeons and Dragons style. This podcast is absolutely rated for adults or mature folks because this is a very immature, mature podcast. So with that, we'll go ahead and pass it off to Zeb Boys, have them introduce themselves. And boys, you have a prompt here today. Your prompt is, if your character magically transformed into a household item, what would it be?
Hi, my name is Fox, and I'm playing the lovable Squeak, Paragon Paladin Wizard. I don't know how to combine those two words to make it something fun. Pizzard? I'm a pizzard, I guess.
Your wizard pal.
If Squeak was a household item, well, he's not a bard, so he can't be a vibrator.
Oh.
I guess he would be a silver spoon.
Oh, I love that. That's cute.
It's cute.
But one of those fancy ones that grandma never let you touch. She like hung on the wall, that kind.
Yeah, he's like stored away. Like he comes out for the good visitor.
Yeah, there we go.
Or the Pope.
Or the Pope, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get him when your grandma dies.
There's a box that says only for Pope, and you break it, and there's a silver spoon inside.
In case of Pope, break.
Yeah.
I am the Jen. I am playing our Forge Cleric. She is a griff, basically a space hippo in a tutu. If she was going to be a household item, I would say she is probably like those humongous fluffy blankets. You know, the ones that you like go into and it's almost like, whoa, that is the biggest, fluffiest blanket. But then you get into it, it's like, this is real cool. She's real good at handshakes and hugs.
Oh, I like that.
Is she a weighted blanket, though? Like, she is a hippo.
Well, yeah, we're a weighted hippo. It's a good hug. It's a good handshake. It's just a good time.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm playing Garbage. I am a halfling rogue, and if I were a household item, I don't know, a jewelry box. I like the shiny stuff.
Not a garbage can?
Yeah, not a garbage can or a trash can.
That's like two on the nose.
That's two on the nose. Yeah, that's way too on the nose.
Oh, that's cute. So you just, like, get rid of all the clutter and then we have some shiny.
Yeah, I like shiny things inside of me. That's it.
Keep the Christmas ornaments away from garbage.
It's like stripper name is Diamond.
I don't know if Dungeon Boys can get even more intense, but here we are and I love it.
Oh, it's so good. Hi, my name is Arlen. I play the winged tiefling Sorlock. If Valen was a household item, I had a whole, like, 5 minutes to think about this. Okay. He'd be a doormat.
Oh.
Constantly just walked all over. Jeez. Oh, no. But what would the funny saying be on the doormat?
Harder, mommy.
It'd just be welcome, but the well is just, like, just worn off. Out.
It just says come. No, it'd probably be something stupid like a leave your boots at the door, or just hey howdy when you walk in.
It's magical. It talks and it's just your voice.
Yeah, it talks. Hey howdy.
Hi, I'm Molly and I play the spicy druid cleric Emberly. And if she was any household item, she would probably be a glitter bomb because they're shiny. They look great. Kids love it. But it's probably a little annoying for the adults that have to clean up after them.
We love that. Hi, I'm Justine. I'm going to be your dungeon daddy for this campaign. And I've decided that I'm going to do a Stardust Echoes fun fact every session so our new players can learn a little bit about the system and also you folks listening can as well. So yeah, the current year is 4,999 and year zero... It's called LO for Left Orbit because that was when the first elf ever took to space. And the original planet that all life was from was the planet of Stardust. So there is your fun fact for today. They will be way more interesting than that in the future.
But with that, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes.
Thank you.
Last episode, the team has begun the Vault Subnautical. As they raced forward on a mixture of ocean spray, hot lava pools, and sharp rocks, Emberly was sucked into quicksand. Valen bravely tried to use his mage hand to grab her, but his mage hand was sucked down as well. And now with a faint sense of where she could be, they ventured underground into one of the cave-like lava tubes. They hit their first challenge, a pool of dark black water that had tentacle-like spells trying to grab them and stalagmites and stalactites reaching out with rocky hands to grab them. But with quick thinking and even quicker spells, they were able to navigate and get to the other side. There were a few cuts and scrapes, and even a very wounded ear on Squeak's behalf. But now, they hear the echo and the calling of Emberly's voice screaming for help.
Wait, help!
You all continue forward. This cave system growing hotter and hotter. The bioluminescent algae and mushrooms, though, growing thicker, and the humidity becoming almost stifling. Sometimes your shoulders coming so close that it bumps on either side of the rock as you navigate together and wonder what comes next. Sometimes you think you hear the cry of your friend, but you're not quite sure if it's just the horrors that echo throughout this nautical. Until finally, you open up into a little bit of a bigger space. Now, maybe two or three of you could walk shoulder to shoulder, and now a fresh wave of cold air hits you. The mushrooms have grown to even more, and the rocks have become more smooth and polished, obsidian-like. With dealing with all the lava and the humidity and the heat, this air almost feels frozen, like you've been plunged into the sea. And you wonder if it's a hint of what's to come. So now you make your way forward, and we begin.
I don't really dig swimming too much. I'm not used to it.
That explains the smell.
Garbage is just going to shoot a very stern look towards Squeak.
I think that that ear is going to heal up real nice.
No, it's okay. You don't have to like water. And I'm going to put my hand on him. And this goo is just going to like come out of my like a little bracelet. And start, like, encapsulating his clothing as I press to digitate it clean.
There's pieces of garbage that are on your clothes that have been there for a long time that you almost consider friends that disappear.
Garbage is just gonna stare at him and be like, buddy, you're leaking.
Shh, just let it happen.
All right.
I think we're all just watching this happen. I'm like,
I think we should go now.
Yeah, I
can. Our noses will thank us later.
Can we just go down the next one? Yeah.
So just to restate, we went into a deep, dark, dank cave and I got a man's goo on me.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, from a bracelet.
Hey, yeah, you know.
And the man is a bunny. It's weird.
Yeah, that doesn't make it better.
You got bunny goo on you in a deep, dank cave.
I got bunny goo on me.
At least it came out of his hand.
As you have this conversation, the cave opens up even more into a very big circular area. And on the right, it's almost like there was a cave-in. Like, you could have gone to the right, but there's just rocks that aren't as smooth. They seem almost from the surface that have poured down. And tiny, thin strips and streams of lava just, like, coming down and, like, sinking into the dirt. They're not really going anywhere beyond. And because of that, this open cave room is more illuminated. And on the left, you see another chest.
You guys want me to take this one?
Yeah, you did so great on the last one. You did absolutely fantastic. Have at it, buddy, and another guidance.
One more time, bud. You got this.
All right. And then I'm going to sneakily stealth over there.
Okay.
I rolled a 19.
Yeah, you sneak over, and this chest looks just like the last one.
All right. Can I inspect this to see if there's anything out of the ordinary?
Sure.
Well, while he's inspecting it, I'm going to cast a cantrip. I'm going to cast message. You feel a little tingling of electricity kind of pierce your brain a little bit. God damn it, hurry up already, just open it.
Deep into my skull.
Deep into your skull.
Garbage is not going to understand the magic, and he's just going to say out loud, because he's going to be freaked out, and he's like, what the fuck was that? But, like, very loudly.
Yeah, you all hear Garbage's voice just echo, even though you saw him very stealthily walk away. And where those rocks, the cave-in was, some of them kind of fall, and like bigger rivets of lava start pouring through. And it seems like the cave is a little unsettled.
Right. Well, when that happens, Valen stays away from the wall and goes back toward the opening.
Garbage is going to open the chest.
It's a mimic!
It opens like the rest, and you find 4 stones. One of jasper, one of obsidian, one of diamond, and one of moonstone.
He's gonna take all of them.
As you take all of these, the rest of you hear a strange rock-on-rock, possibly technology grinding, but almost like the underlying sound of maybe a pressure change or a wing flap. And I need Garbage, Squeak, and Valen, due to where you are on the map and what you can see, since Squish is holding back, to roll me perception. If your perception falls lower than your passive perception, you can take that instead.
Okay, then it's a 13.
I'm going to take my passive, which is a 16.
Garbage rolled a 22.
Okay, so anyone who rolled over a 15 or as a passive over a 15 notices that cave-in in those rocks has shifted. And you all of a sudden see this creature sit up and look at you. Its eyes as red as the lava that kind of drivets and runs down its wings.
Oh, it's a flying vagina.
Oh, it is a flying vagina.
So this creature of gray that almost blended into the rocks, like, scuttles down. It almost looks like a stingray that belongs to the air, with a very evil face of, like, a piranha with sharp teeth, red eyes. It flaps its wings, its tail kind of scurrying. I need all of you to roll me initiative.
Valen rolled an 11 for initiative.
Squeak rolled a 21 for initiative.
Garbage rolled a 20.
Oh, I beat the rogue!
Oh my gosh, I beat the rogue!
And Squish rolled a 7 for initiative.
Oh, I'm so sorry, friend.
Wait, why?
Squish is behind the wall, it's fine.
Squish has been over here trying to figure out how we're gonna, like, mark off where we've been, trying to figure out what she can use in her pockets to make a map.
Guys, it's your first initiative, oh my god. So the creature, as it kind of like comes forward, tail swishing, knocking, lava splatters against the wall and sizzles. It burns off any fungi that were lighting the way. I have Squeak up first with Garbage on deck.
All right. So Squeak is going to run through the little pathway here, start running towards the monster in the corner.
It screams at you, echoing through the walls.
Ugh. And he's gonna pull his hilted weapon back, and then as he gets closer, he's gonna swing it right towards its gut.
Roll a hit.
A 24 to hit.
It fucking hits!
For 11. As he hits, he's going to push a button on the hilt, and that will add a divine smite.
Oof.
In as the taser form just electrifies.
Oh shit.
Since he's made direct contact.
Yeah, the minute you hit its weird
like flubbery stomach, it electrifies. What's the damage on that?
It's another 2d8 radiant. Is it undead or a fiend?
No.
So 9.
Fantastic. It's not happy.
And he's gonna rip the weapon out and then do another swing at it.
I forgot how powerful you guys all are. Level 9.
11?
11's not hit.
Okay. As his bonus action, he's going to get his legs ready and he's going to do like a quick little run at the monster and bounce back off its body and flip back 20 feet.
Oh, that's fucking sick. Do I get an opportunity attack against you?
Not when I rabbit hop.
Oh, I love that. Amazing. Damn, that's cool. I want to get that animated. That's cool as shit.
And then he'll move right back here to guard his friends. And he'll look at the monster and he'll just raise his little hand and be like, come and get me.
Okay. Garbage, you are up with the creature on deck.
So Garbage sees this, recognizes that when he picked up the stones, the monster came out. So Garbage is going to put all of the least valuable stones back into the chest to try to appease him.
I'll give that to you as a free action for now. So you put them all in, and as you look at the monster, it doesn't seem to do anything. He's still just a monster primal, wants blood, just hissing in the corner and kind of like bobbing back and forth. Really pissed that this bunny just did a backflip off of it.
Okay, Garbage is going to take both of his daggers in each hand, run up, and stab him both with both of those.
Go ahead and roll to hit.
So my first dagger was a 25.
That hits.
It would be 6 piercing damage for the first one.
You slap it with the dagger and it kind of, this, you guys see the wings stretch out and this thing is huge.
And then for the second dagger, it would be 18 to hit.
That hits.
8 piercing damage.
You see Garbage move quickly. Pew, pew. The dagger's perfectly sinking in to the silky rock-like flesh. And it kind of bears its neck backwards, looking down at you, Garbage, just piranha, like mouth opening, drool dripping from its fangs. Okay, the creature is up with Valen on deck. So this creature has been hit multiple times. It's bleeding. There's lava singeing its wings. And it looks down at you, Garbage, like you are the best thing to enter this cave in a long, long while. And it's going to whip its tail out from behind it, almost like behind you, trying to hit the base of your skull where your spinal cord hits. And does a 25 hit you?
God asking like it's not going to be a hit.
Yeah, that's the 16.
8 damage. Okay, so it hits you with its tail. It slams into the back of your skull. And as you go forward, it bites down on your cranium. Okay, but you luckily are so small that it barely, like, you feel the poof of your hair above, like, get kind of chomped, but it doesn't actually hit you.
Not the pompadour.
Not the pump.
You gotta be quicker than that.
As you just got smacked.
Why do I feel like, you know, like when you're about to like eat something, but sometimes you accidentally like breathe in first and you're like, oh, like it's too spicy. Like that's what happened. The monster was like, oh God.
Oh, what ew. Is that? I don't know if I want it.
Oh, do I do poison damage if it attacked me with its mouth?
No,
but I like your tenacity.
Why would you?
I'm dirty.
Because he's stinky.
That's so funny. Maybe if you were still covered in garbage.
Yeah, I'm dirty as hell.
You give it E. coli if you were still covered
in... No, you're not, because he cleaned you.
No.
Damn it.
You
just got cleaned off.
Yeah.
Just got
cleaned
off.
Should have been a grung.
Valen, you're up with Squish on deck. You just saw him get hit with the tail.
How tall is the ceiling?
God, you and your wings. Always this fucking question. The ceiling's about 12 feet, but even though we flavored Squeak as a small Herringon, he is technically medium in his character sheet, and you cannot get past him.
Valen's gonna tuck and roll and jump over him. Like he's gonna lunge forward and roll.
Roll me an acrobatics.
From a standstill? He's gonna jump and do it from a standstill. No running start.
So I'm gonna use, because the idea was I was gonna use my wings to jump and give me the gusto to propel me, which I've done before. 14.
The DC was a 14. Cool. Okay, yes.
So that's me going up past.
That's
it.
15 movement of you.
I'm gonna look at the creature. I'm gonna give it the finger with my right hand. When I do that, I cast Hex.
Pew, pew, pew.
When that happens, he flips it off, kind of smiles, and like there's this weird little transfer of electricity and magic that goes from his hand and then just surrounds the creature. And then now like there's like this twinging of like sparks coming off of it, kind of indicating that it's hexed.
Cool.
He's going to go ahead and cast Eldritch Blast because he's a warlock and that's all we do. The first one is... That's a 25 for the first blast.
That hits!
The second blast is a 26.
Also hits.
That is 32 damage.
Holy shit! Are you serious?
Yep. I maxed out on one of the D10s, one of the D6s, and because it's Eldritch Blast, I get a plus 5 damage per blast.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, you all see this red and black magic shoot out of Alan's fingers. One goes. You see the tail actually split in half. Blood splatters everywhere. And then another one just goes straight from the sternum up to the mouth. And its bottom jaw splits and almost looks like Predator, as bottom jaws are like moving individually, blood dripping all over Garbage. Garbage, you feel hot blood since this thing is hovering above you just drip all over you.
And then Valen's gonna make eye contact with Garbage and wink at him, and then Valen's gonna say, that's how you fucking do it.
Squish, you are up with Squeak on deck.
Oh, so it's not dead.
No, it's not dead.
That's pretty fucked up though.
Yeah, it's super fucked up.
I just gave it two tails.
All right, then Squish is gonna move up here. So she has like holsters that cross in the back, and from like the back pocket, like right behind her shoulder blade, she's gonna pull out from something that looks like a cannon, and it is going to cast off a round of magic missiles, and this is going to be technically the wand of magic missiles. So we're gonna cast a first level magic missile at this.
Oh, I love that it's a little cannon on your back. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to roll a d4 over here. So 1, 2, 3. So that is going to be a total of 8, 9. So 9 force damage. And what's it looking like now?
As you... its wings go almost slacking. It's like crawling and like almost like a worm squishing across the floor as blood's pouring out. It's very low on health.
Okay, so she pulled out the cannon, fires off 3 magic missiles at it. It's still kicking. I will use my bonus action to cast Sanctuary.
Ooh.
On Garbage.
Fantastic.
Sanctuary. If anything is to attack Garbage, it's going to have to roll a Wisdom saving throw or choose a new target or lose the attack.
Squeak, you're up with Garbage on deck.
I'm ready. I guess I'm going to bounce over on the wall to the left of Alan.
Parkour. Parkour.
Parkour!
Yeah, I just watch this little bunny hopping, like, super fast.
And then I get to the other side of Garbage, of this little cave, and I'll swing at the beast!
Hit it.
18.
That hits.
For 15 slashing damage as I swing and the blade appears.
How do you want to do this?
I feel like he just carves off one of its, like, whole wings, like, all the way, like, from shoulder to tail.
Yeah. Garbage, you kind of glance to your right as you're dripped with blood and see this carrion gone. Like, wiggles and then falls flat as, it, like, a last, like, boom, and blood is mixing with the lava that's been pouring down, making it a darker color as it at least its last sigh. And you all glance at each other, sweat kind of pouring down your brows in this already hot area, as you have successfully still stayed alive.
Garbage looks over at Squeak and says, well, I guess that damage to your ear didn't ruin the spring in your step.
Fuck.
I feel like Squeak was reaching his hand down to be like, I got you. You got yourself. And he just like walks off.
Oh, it just started to really make it fresh.
Amazing. So you all take a deep breath, kind of stretch your necks and roll your shoulders and look at each other. This is the first time you haven't necessarily escaped something, but that you've been in full combat with each other. And you're all standing alive, pretty healthy. That maybe this team you chose isn't a burden at all, but maybe a blessing. But right then you see Valen, kind of crunch his brow together. Valen, you feel the mage hand traveling somewhat like a pulse around you in this caves. Feel it close now. Really close. You look down the hallway of yet to go, and the blue lights shining from that hallway almost remind you of your mage hand in a way. A magical glow. And then, like a snap, you hear Emberly's strained voice.
What are you doing? Get off! Let go of me!
And your mage hand spell slips away from you.
Well, I think we gotta go this way. I felt a little tug from my hand. I mean...
What are you trying to say there?
Oh, yeah, no, we gotta go back to where we came. I think that's where Amberlee's at. I just lost the magic, but it is, I do feel its pull down past one of the entrances we brushed past.
Squish is concerned. Yeah, you know, we're a team and we need everyone, but also I think we need everyone to get to the prize, and Squish needs the prize.
Squeak is thinking that he needed 5 to get to the games, but she is not the priority.
Garbage is thinking that we really need all the help we can possibly get.
Yeah. You kind of have these internal thoughts and external thoughts, and again, look at each other. Take a deep breath and look to the one option available to you. This dead creature kind of twitches, but it's just the blood and ichor leaving its body as you've just slain this deadly thing. Was it put here by the game masters and the council, or is it something that lived here naturally? You'll never know. But this time you all hear a strange noise from down that hallway. And you know it's your friend. And you know where you have to go.
All right. Yeah, y'all ready to try to find Amberly?
Who?
Hold on, Chief. I'm going to go get those rocks I put in. I was just trying to, you know, make nice with the big BBEG, but, you know, hey, it's valuable.
What kind of metagame bullshit is that?
What's a BBEG? I don't.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means. What is that? What is a BBEG?
I don't know.
Don't you guys know this? Obviously, what that thing is called. Garbage knows what he's talking about. They're called the babegs. I heard him say it.
The babegs.
I don't spend much time underground. I feel like Garbage spends plenty of time underground. He obviously knows. That's why he did such a good job trying to negotiate with it. And she's going to pat Garbage on the back and kind of give him a little wink and go get your stones. Let's go.
It stands for big, bald, fuck, I can't do it.
Elegant.
Guy?
Gary. I like to name each guy Gary, you know? I don't know his surname. I don't know.
Oh my god.
I'm just letting it go.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah,
I shouldn't have said anything.
Alright. Do you got your stones yet, dude, or what? Let's go.
Yeah, they're right here.
Alright, let's head down then.
Nope, we don't want that. This is going to be, when I do the music, this is going to be scary, dark, daunting, not do 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 do
do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do making my way. And the path gets thinner and brighter. Again, it's almost a strange claustrophobic feeling, but the light shining through gives a bit of hope.
Cool.
Air gets cooler and more humid. Finally, after a 20-minute walk descending down, you enter a cavern that gets brighter. Last time a cavern got brighter for you, it was the warm, hard light of the lava trickling from the surface. But now, even deeper, it seems almost like a cool blue, the opposite of that. And it's from all this bioluminescent algae and mushrooms. The hard, rocky surface beneath your feet has been something you've been accustomed to, but now it changes to a very, like, soft moss and volcanic soil. You almost slightly sink down into it as you walk further in. The smell of wood and growth and the musk hit your nostrils. The smell is almost the mix of an old cave with sulfur and a forest after a thick, hard rain in summer. Giant-ass mushrooms surround this open cavern. Some are like morels with kind of like strange holes and wavy patterns that go up to their cap, standing as tall as Valen. Some with bright, smooth surfaces and dark teals and really bright blue dots that kind of glow and pulse as tall as garbage. As you glance at all this new and intense scenery around you, you notice a very large old chest against one of the walls. A mushroom seems to grow out of it. Wait, no. As your eyes adjust to this new blue lighting, it's a mushroom that is a humanoid. Their skin is a pale blue with almost a pink glow around their gills that seems to fall down like hair upon their shoulders. They sit upon this chest and are playing cards with themselves. The cards look ancient, as if they were carved from the oldest trees on Moss, and have chipped as if they have been playing these cards for centuries.
What is that?
Just commit to the pour.
Sorry.
Is someone peeing right now?
Just gonna move this.
The sound of dripping in the cave gets heavier. Yeah. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay.
So as your feet adjust to the solid sinking of this new moss, and your eyes adjust, this creature looks up quickly, and almost looks like they're trying to make eye contact with you, but they don't know where you are. Their eyes are large, much too big for their body. They wear a vest of moss that covers the top half of their body. The vest seems to have little yellow patches filled with pollen and spores of all kind, and they look ready to burst.
Emberly would be all about that vest.
Also, a huge tattered green cloak sits proudly upon their shoulders. The cloak falls over part of the chest, partially covering it. And as you follow the cloak down, as it covers this chest, you notice the chest seems to almost beat, like a heartbeat, a small pounding in rhythm every once in a while. And as this creature feels that beating again, it stops scanning the area and looks down at the chest and pats it, and then goes back to its wooden cards. And you have not been noticed yet.
I think Valen's going to walk in. As kind of softly to not disturb and startle this glowing mushroom creature and approach.
Okay. I need all of you to roll perception.
I just like the image that, you know, Valen, the winged tiefling that's red and looks devil-like, is like, hi, I'm friendly.
Yeah.
Let me approach you in this cave.
And also, it's like a tiny little thing, and his wings probably you all can't see around him, so you're like, we're just blindly being led by this dude.
Valen rolled a natural 20 for 23.
Fantastic.
Garbage rolled a 7.
Squeak rolled a 14.
Squish rolled a 17 plus 4 for a 21.
Fantastic. Emberly, you can also roll perception on this one.
I knew it. It is Emberly.
Underground.
I knew that was her.
25, bitches.
Holy shit. Plus 10?
Yeah. I'm gonna do this, with the group before you, Emberly.
Okay.
So anyone who rolled over 20, which I believe was Squish and Valen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As you look, you notice a tiny bit of fabric hanging out of the box that was Emberly's clothes that you recognize. Emberly, with such a high perception, you are groggy and coming awake, and you look around you. You're in a black box, but you hear footsteps. As you're coming to your senses, your hands are bound with a soft moss rope, and you are gagged.
And I was dragged under sand, right?
Yeah, you're probably knocked out because it was pretty rough for you.
Okay.
So now we'll switch to the group. So as you walk forward, you hear like,
I'm just so hungry. I want something to munch on. La 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 dee da da. And, oh!
And this mushroom creature looks up and goes, hello.
Hi, howdy. What's your name? Why are you down here all by your lonesome?
I'm just a little mushroom lady. And I'm hungry.
I have a question. Have you happened to have seen a little fairy creature kind of mulling about here?
What's a fairy?
It's a small little creature with wings, you know, about yay big, and he kind of like gestures, like his hand goes up and down because he really can't remember how big Mullyby is. or Emberly is. So he's like, she's like this, like about like maybe hip height. I don't know. She's always flying around, so I can't really ever get a gauge on like her actual height. Also, and that's when he notices the cloth, I think.
She taps a mushroom on her side and it shakes a little. And as it pops up, two eyes come from under the ground and look around.
Do you know what a fairy is?
And the mushroom goes, and then pops back down.
No, we don't have those around here. I'm just a little mushroom lady, and I'm very hungry.
Ate it.
Can I ask, what's in the chest? I think that might be something I've seen before.
Oh, it's food.
Ate it.
Can I roll insight?
You can. And Molly, I will let you roll survival to see if you're aware enough to hear Valen's voice.
Wait,
and
25
recognize it.
Wasn't enough.
That was for perception.
It's a 22.
That's a Valen rolled a 13 insight. Or no, sorry, 16 insight. 13 plus 3.
Emberly, with that survival check, you've come to full cognition. You realize you are in a small space and you are gagged and bound, and you hear Valen's muffled voice talking outside of this. Valen, with a 13 insight.
16, sorry.
Valen, with a 16 insight, this creature believes everything they're saying.
Okay.
Do you have food you can give?
1 second.
So while she's saying this, and this is food, history check. Squish rolled an 18 for a history check about what this thing is and what this thing might eat that might be wearing something that looks remotely like Emberly's clothing.
You know this species is called a myconoid. They're somewhat rare, but you've traveled the Adial system well enough to hear of them. They occupy dark spaces. They are completely, usually in this star system, neutral creatures. However, this is the Vault Subnautical, so you don't know if this creature's been placed here, what's been done to it, if it's naturally from this area. You don't know anything about that. You just know that it is a myconoid and that it's, looking at you with these big black eyes with very curious interest, which matches kind of the profile of they're curious but also like to like hide and be very subtle.
Okay. Do I know what they are? You said that they're neutral now and they're humanoid, so are they, but do they lean more like vegetarian or vegan, or are they just...
I don't know if an 18 would get you that high.
Okay, damn. Okay, all right. Okay.
Sorry, bud.
Valen's gonna turn around and be like, kind of whispered to the team. He goes, hey, come around real quick.
I'm going to pause you. As you all start to group together to listen to him, what did you want to do, Emberly?
I think, so she cast Thaumaturgy. I'm just trying to decide what she would want to do. Is Inferna Jones there?
Yes, she would be. We didn't include her at all during the last episode, but yes.
I'm going to use Thaumaturgy to create... I'm going to make it sound like an adult hellhound. Whimpering from inside of the crate, coming from the trunk that I'm in.
Oh, way to confuse your team. I love this. Please do it. They think it's you inside. You are proving it is not.
Good thing Grace is not here.
Right.
Jesus. Anthony, if you ever listen to this, you deserve that.
He would have fucking shot first and not asked questions later again. Anyway. Okay.
Okay, so you all hear, as you get together, like to huddle, and you hear from the crate. And the mushroom creature looks very calm, still sitting upon the crate, and just goes la di da di da da.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, because it's like we hear the noise, and I'm not now. Valen's not confused. He's like, wait, okay. Anyway, yeah. This creature's saying that it doesn't know, hasn't seen Emberly, but I can kind of see a piece of cloth from her shirt that she was wearing, kind of hanging out the trunk. So I'm pretty sure the mushroom's lying, but I cannot be 100% certain. And then now we just heard howling and growling from the trunk, so I'm just like even more confused.
Well, I agree. Another one of those little spicy puppies have taken a chunk of her? Taken a chunk of Emberly?
Puppies.
I noticed that too. But I'm not really sure that these things don't normally, I don't know.
Yeah, I've come across them
around here.
I've come across them in caves, but never one in a trunk. So
what if we try to bribe her with like some rations or something? Maybe we can take a peek in the box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? What's in the box? Yeah, I mean that's an idea. Do you want to go ahead and offer some rations?
We could just give her Gary.
Oh, we could give her Gary.
Who's Gary?
The big bald elegant Gary.
Oh no. Okay. I get it. I can never cut that now. Woo.
That's how we make canon.
I mean, can we even lift Gary?
No, we just show this thing where Gary is.
Oh, that's true. We don't have to do the legwork then.
Yeah.
As you're all huddled, you kind of hear like even louder from next to you, and you all look, and Inferna Jones is pointing, and Valen, you've actually never seen this from her, knowing her the longest. Magma is kind of starting to like boil out as she breathes, like it's dripping down her nostrils, almost like blood enough. Her mouth like saliva. Magma is like burning this moss as she's getting really worked up. And the mushroom creature says,
I want something too, Mushchan, but I don't want to burn. You feed me or you leave. Because I'm just a little lady, mushroom lady.
What is it? What is it? What is it, Inferna? What is it? What is it? Timmy's stuck in the well?
Emberly's stuck in the box?
What is it? Like, are you okay? What's wrong? What's wrong? Is something in the...
She looks at you like you're an idiot, snaps, and then points at the box.
Zon's gonna walk up away from the group and be like, all right, ma'am, we're gonna go ahead and need to see what's in that box.
What's in the box?
This is mine.
Valen's gonna take another step forward, get kind of closer, and he's just gonna look at her, and he's just gonna say, move or be moved.
She tilts her head, her giant mushroom cap of a hat, looks at all of you in the eyes. You feel kind of a cold chill go down your back, and she looks at you, Valen, her eyes grow about 3 centimeters, almost encompassing her face, and she goes,
did you know living people eat dead mushrooms?
God.
But living mushrooms eat dead people.
And I need you all to roll initiative.
Hey!
You might even get to roll intimidation.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
And that's where we're leaving it, folks. Stay tuned. We should have a new episode out very shortly. I pinky promise I'll try really hard this time. Sadly, life has been lifin'. But we do actually have some really good stuff prepped for our Patreon that is just pending and waiting to go. So check out the Patreon, see what's coming up. You'll see some backstory pieces, some sneak peek art, and some sneak peek for some possible merch. Plus some DM advice, tips, and also just what it's been like to create this podcast, go through the changes, and just grow as a DM. Since I don't know if all of you know, but some of you may know, this is my first ever time DMing a campaign.
Don't judge me. You can find us on all the social medias or meteors, wherever you peruse and scroll when you're trying to get the brain rot in. As always, stay till the end because we usually have some kind of announcement or blooper, which you're about to get. And actually, this week coming out on Patreon is one of our first blooper reels with the new cast. So stay tuned, give this episode a thumbs up, a 5-star, or just the podcast in general, because that truly makes our entire year. Also, join our Discord and stay tuned because we have some one-shots coming up and some opportunities to join us on Twitch. You yourself could be playing with the Dungeon Boys on Twitch for some amazing one-shots. Some of the cast and myself are going to be running. So stay tuned. That will be announced specifically through our Discord for the most part. Possibly a hint or two there on Instagram, and we shall go from there. At least for the casting piece. And a serious note, for those who are going through a hard time, not understand what's going on, feeling frustrated, stressed by the macro stress of politics that are happening. Doesn't matter where you are, who you are, or how you exist, as long as you're a good person with good intentions, you have a home in the Dungeon Boys community. And we just wanted to make sure that was loud and clear. May all your space travels be safe, y'all.
Yay!
I turned my headset down too. Because I'm a good boy.
Thank you. Thank you. You get rewarded.
Say it. Say I'm a good boy.
You're such a good boy.
Okay.
So we're going to...
Fart.
Nope, I didn't do that.
Okay.
All right. That's the after dark.